listening to Eureka on Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Stocksy United is an artist-owned co-op that specializes in high-end, curated stock photography. The Canadian startup was launched by the entrepreneur Brianna Wetlaufer, who cut her teeth in the trade after rising through the ranks at the photography giant iStock. This week on Eureka, Brianna shares her story.
I'm a Canadian-American hybrid, so mom from San Diego and dad from Victoria, BC, and I kind of traveled between the two, but Canada was always where I felt at home. I don't think I was tan enough to be in San Diego. I feel really lucky because I knew computers was where I felt at home from a pretty young age. I was that nerd in high school that hung out in the computer lab while everybody ate lunch, the people that had friends. I hung out in there teaching myself animation and how to build websites. And I think it was by 16, I was already designing websites professionally. And I actually didn't even finish high school just because it seemed like teaching myself computers was the faster route to go. And that was just slowing me down. I think a lot of people assume that going into design is because you like art. It's because you like things that look pretty. But I really loved it because there's a lot of math behind it. There's a lot of hierarchy to the way you lay things out on a page. There's a psychology to how people interpret that, what they read first. And that was the part that really interested me. Getting people to go on a visual journey of like what a business is about or, you know, whatever that website is about and leading them there in a way that's intuitive. And that's why I gravitated to it originally. That and I had a huge love of typography. Well, I started off just, you know, very casually doing design work for friends. And that was when I was in the States, but I actually couldn't legally work in the States. I was still very much a Canadian. So at about 18, I came back to Victoria and I sat in a design agency that somebody had told me about and, you know, walked in with my resume and said I was interested in a job and they said they'd think about it. And I was like, great, I'll sit here and wait until you finish thinking about it. And about 4 hours later, the creative director eventually came out and he was, you know, I guess impressed by my patience and stubbornness. And yeah, agreed to give me a chance. And that was kind of like where it took off and I never looked back. So worked really closely with him to kind of learn the skills I needed to be better at what I did at a professional capacity. And yeah, within a year, I was their lead designer, leading meetings, doing all the pitches, writing all their RFPs, and eventually got hired by one of their clients full time as a creative director. Silly, I guess. My love of stock photography, which is a very weird niche of photography to be inspired by. But yeah, I remember opening up Wallpaper magazine when I was a teenager, and there was this, you know, beautiful ad for a stock agency that was just black with the white mane of a horse, and it just really intrigued me, the simplicity of it, with how much it conveyed, and what that this whole industry was of, you know, these images that were ready to purchase by companies. So I spent hours just kind of memorizing a lot of photography collections. Later on in my career, you know, I did the normal starting a blog and interviewing people around town in Victoria and the arts community. I started interviewing photographers and more they were like, you clearly really love this. You need to take a leap and, you know, go into this industry. And finally they convinced me, and that's when I stumbled on iStock and basically became obsessed almost instantly of like what this community of people was and the mentorship that was happening between everybody. A lot of us were coming from design backgrounds, so it was coming together to kind of learn this new digital photography thing and grow together. And I think within a couple months of being on the website, the founder reached out to me and was like, I noticed you're on here a lot. Do you want a job? Do you want to come write for us? Said yes, packed up my bags, moved out to Calgary, which I had never been to. And I didn't know it, but there was this thing called Stampede. And I get out of the car in front of the loft that I had found online, and the first thing I see is a couple of cowboys, and one guy picks up a beer bottle and breaks it over the guy's head, and I'm like, oh God, where have I moved to? I didn't realize it was Stampede and that was just a one-week thing. I thought it was like, oh, this is what it's going to be like all the time. I started as a writer, and in the end, I was vice president of product. So yeah, after being at iStock for 4 years and working really closely with the CEO to grow this and to grow the site and scale the community, you know, I think we were kind of doing this for the first time, and I think we started to get concerned that maybe we had hit a ceiling, that there were answers that we didn't have, and maybe we needed like a huge surge of funding, but you know, it was a choice of what do we do next to kind of take the company to the next level. And that's when Getty came along and ended up purchasing the company. And standard story of you know, a startup being bought by a bigger company is, you know, when you scale that quickly, culture tends to suffer. And I was kind of a radical about transparency and being open with the community and, you know, fairness of how the community was treated. And I think I was, I ended up being too antagonistic of a voice. So I didn't stick around too long after the sale. And after that took, I guess, like a 4-year hiatus. So we were living in Los Angeles, and we still kept in touch with a lot of the people in the stock world, so a lot of the artists and photographers. And they often would come through Los Angeles and come visit us. And we kept kind of hearing the same thing over the duration of 4 years, is things aren't what they used to be. They keep clawing back what they're paying us. It's not inspiring anymore. The community isn't what it used to be. But knowing we could re-empower these group of people and give them the power and control over the business back was, I think, the biggest motivation to Stocksy, followed by coming back to what the aesthetics of what was happening in the stock industry was, which is, you know, it went from a lot of cliches, things that tend to really polarize people when they looked at the content. It had nothing to do with what was happening in photography. So we wanted to re-inspire people. We wanted to create an amazing collection, and we wanted to give ownership to the artists. Stocksy was founded as a co-op because that goal of re-empowering people and giving them ownership fit perfectly into the co-op model. It's been around for, what, 300 years. It's been through the trials and tribulations of figuring out the best way to manage a large group of people and ensure the democracy of how the business is done, to ensure that every voice gets heard. You could try and reinvent the wheel to approach something ethically, but really the co-op model is tried and tested, and it was a perfect fit for us. So we set it up that all artists that we onboarded would be co-owners. And part of that is anything we do as a business that affects their income or the direction of the site has to go to a formal vote with the membership to ensure that we're representing the majority voice. Once you become CEO, your job is really to delegate and empower everybody else around you to do great work. So that was definitely a process of letting go and learning how to clearly communicate with people in a way that wasn't super offensive. I mean, design's definitely like near and dear to my heart, so I don't think I've ever been too far away from it as CEO. But there's definitely times where I get pulled into the management of how things are being done versus what's happening. But I think everything we do, and it's part of why I love Stocksy, is instead of, you know, being driven by, you know, analytics or how do we, you know, get the most money out as quick as possible. It's how do we create the most integrity for the product. So everything we do is has an underlying of what's the creative integrity in order to drive this. So even when I'm not hands-on in what's happening, it's still pervasive, I think, in the company. I think if you're looking to start a co-op, Canada is amazing. And it's partly why we moved back, is we are able to take the bylaws around cooperatives and easily apply it to an online setting. So from that perspective, it's been amazing. We've had incredible support from British Columbia and Alberta co-ops in the direction of the company. And Victoria is the fastest growing tech scene in Canada, which I don't think a lot of people know. And you definitely wouldn't assume by, you know, this tiny island. But there's an amazing community of people doing interesting things. And I think for Victoria, it's everybody kind of leaves for, I want to say, an average of 10 years. They move to New York or Toronto or big cities. And then, you know, you get a little tired of the rat race. And they come back to Victoria. And so there's this pool of incredibly talented, intelligent people doing tech startups and startups of every kind. So it's an amazing place to be. And Victoria, we get to just really focus on what we think is the best thing to do and what our hopes are for the company without comparing ourselves to other people. With the political climate of everything that's happening globally, I think we're all looking to create jobs that we can feel better about and work for companies we can feel good about. And I think we're all ready to start better supporting each other. So instead of, you know, that small handful of people who make a bucket of cash from a good idea, it's how do we create ideas that help the most amount of people. And I feel like that's a shift in business, especially tech communities, that a lot of people are moving towards.
Brianna Wetlaufer, CEO and co-founder of Stocksy United. Eureka is back again next Friday, but before then, tune into The Entrepreneurs on Wednesday. This episode was edited by Claire Bonn. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Thanks for listening.